Okay. So another day, another topic in Eved Ivri. The Gemara goes on to a new topic, the topic of Geula, Geulas Kraven. Again, the way it works into the sugya is with our question of whether we darshan Sachir Sachir or not. Again, Sachir that it says by Machur Bezdin, and it says Sachir by Mechar Atzmai. And the question is whether we're Makish, Mechar Atzmai, and Machur Bezdin. That's basically what the sugya is about. So the Gemara, Mantana de Layal of Sachir Sachir, Rebbe. Gemara tries again to find someone who doesn't hold a Sachir Sachir. We try Rebbe, Gitan. Lo Yigoyal Be'ele. This is talking by Nim Kaloyve Kechavim, by Yid that sold to a guy. So there's a mitzvah. The Torah says there's a mitzvah that his kraivim should redeem him, should buy him out of avidus. Rebbe Aimer Be'ela Hu Nigal. He goes out Taka Be'ela with his relatives who are buying him out. Ve'ini Nigal B'Shesh. But the Chiddush, a Meicher Machru a Nimka La'akum doesn't go out B'Shesh. So what do we have? There are three types of avodim. There's a machru bezdin, a mecha atzmai, and a nimka la'akum. So machru bezdin goes out with shesh. Mecha atzmai, what's the din? V'yesh v'yesh or al shesh. Depends how he was sold. There's no absolute din of shesh. Goy was saying now is similar to a mecha atzmai. It's not similar to machru bezdin. Similar to Mechal Atzmai, and it goes out. It does not go out with Sheish. That's Rebbe Shita. Sheyachal. Why do I need a pasuk? I would have thought. I would have thought to make a Mechal B'chaim. Umami Sheina Nigel Be'ela. Nigel B'Sheish. Who's that referring to? It's referring to Machru Bezdin L'Yisrael when Bezdin sells him. So he's not Nigel Be'ela. There's no mitzvah on Kraven to redeem him. And yet, Nigel B'Sheish. So Zeh. Nimkalakum, Shinigal Baila, where there is a mitzvah of Kraivim, so you want to get him out of the house. Ain't it din Shinigal B'Shesh? Certainly Shinigal B'Shesh. Tamad Laime Baila. Baila who Nigal Vein and Nigal B'Shesh. Now this is all Rebbe. Now the Gemara is using a kasha on Rebbe. Now before we look at the Gemara's kasha, where would you plug in the Yafusa of Sachir Sachir? We're trying to say Rebbe doesn't hold of Sachir Sachir. Because if he does, then what? You learn Rebbe Pashit. If you would have learned this Gemara without looking into Rashi, how would you understand the Kasha?
The Niyas of the Gemara would be from
Sakasak to unite
the
Gzeir
Shabbat as opposed to a
Kabbalah. Correct. The way I would learn this Gemara Pashit, I would have said that from Gzeir Shabbat, Sakhir Sakhir is where I should think he goes out B'Shesh. Gemara says, because of a Kavachimer, I think he goes out B'Shesh. When the Kavachimer, you could say Gzeira Shava. If you hold of Sachir Sachir, you should learn Sachir Sachir that what? That he goes out B'Shesh. Because it says Sachir by Nimkalakum, and it says Sachir by Mechru Bezdin. So just like over here he goes out B'Shesh, there he goes out B'Shesh. I would have learned the Gemara that way, and there's no word in the Gemara that says this Pshat is wrong. If you read the Gemara, it comes exactly the way I learned in the Kasha. The Isak Adaitach Yalav Sachir Sachir. If you're going to say that there's such a thing as the Gzeir Shava Sachir Sachir, now it says Sachir in three places, Rashi explains. It says Sachir by all three types of Avadim, Machru Bezdin, Machatzmai, and Nimkalak. Isak Adaitach Yalav Sachir Sachir, Amai Ka'amar, Umami Shein Nigabela. Why are you saying a Kavachayim for Nailav Sachir Sachir? Now if I would learn this Gemara, without looking at Rashi, it would be easy Gemara. I would say, learn out. The Gemara's kasha is, you should learn Sachir Sachir, that he goes out B'Shesh. And the Rebbe wants to say, I would think he goes out B'Shesh. I would say, from Sachir Sachir, that's from where I know Nimkalakim goes out B'Shesh. Tavad Lai Mebeila, to be Mamayit. This is the way I would have learned the Gemara had I learned Pashit. So again, Pashit Pshat in the Gemara, the Gemara's kasha is, Sachir Sachir should teach you what? Shesh. Sachir Sachir should teach you that Nimka La'akum goes out B'Shesh. This is how I would have learned the Gemara. Rashi tells us that the way I learned is wrong. The way I would have learned that Sachir Sachir should teach you it goes out B'Shesh, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. How does Rashi learn? Nelev Sachir Sachir, the last wide line, the fourth line. Nelev Sachir Sachir, Gulas Karevim, Linim Kali Yisrael, Linim Kala Akum. Rashi learns a whole different pshat, that the pshat in the Gemara's Kasha is, let's learn out Sachir Sachir, that just like Nimkar Kala Akum has Gulas Karevim, the same thing, Nim Kali Yisrael also has Gulas Karevim. That's the Gemara's Kasha. It's a good kasha, but why doesn't Rashi learn the way I would have learned Pashat? The words of the Gemara seem to say, if you learn Sachir Sachir, you don't need a Kabbal Chaimer. Why does Rashi come up with this pshat, Nelev Sachir Sachir, for Gulas Karevim? I would learn Gulas Karevim from Gai to Nim Kali Yisrael. Pash pshat in the Gemara is the other way, and I'm learning from Nim Kali Yisrael to Gai, that just like Nim Kali Yisrael goes Apishesh, the same thing Gai goes Apishesh. That would have been the pushed away to learn the Gemara. And Rashi does not explain the two Nakudas. Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara that way. So the Marsha is bothered by this Kasha. And the Marsha explains why the way I wanted to say is wrong. What I want to say, the Huni V'Kal V'Chaimer, we're not Sachir Sachir to Sheish. What do I need a Kal V'Chaimer for? So to Marsha, it's better to bring the Kal V'Chaimer. He doesn't say the word better. He says it's okay, you can bring Kal V'Chaimers. Even if you come out of a Gezeira Shava, it's not a Kasha. You can bring the Kal V'Chaimer. What's better, Kal V'Chaimer or Gezeira Shava? Huh? Is Kal V'Chaimer better than Gezeira Shava, really? Marsha is saying the Kal V'Chaimer is better than Gezeira Shava, or it's at least as good. I would have thought, if you have a Gzereshava is a Kabbalah, it's a stone. Kavachaymer, maybe you'll think of a Pircha. That's what I would have thought. But Marsha says no. Kavachaymer. Why Kavachaymer better? You can't ask a Kasha, say Gzereshava. If you have a Kavachaymer, there's nothing wrong with a Kavachaymer. So, Mestam the Marsha means, not that a Kavachaymer is better than a Gzereshava. But the kachi darkim, you learn Torah. If you have a svara, you say a svara. You can have zereshavitz. Mestam the marsha means not that the kal v'chaimer is better, but that, like the Gemara says, something drabon and darshin this chaviv olay more than a halacha l'mishir nesina. Certain chavivos, you have a geshmak a svara, you say the svara. Mestam, that's what the marsha means. Hard to know, but anyway, this is the marsha's teretz. The Pnei Yeshua says a different teretz. Pnei Yeshua says like this. Pnei Yeshua says, it says Sachir three times in the Torah. Once by Nimkal Akum, once by Mechir Atzmai Yisrael, and once by Mechiru Bez. There are three Sachirs. In which one does it say Sheish Beferish in the Torah? Sheish is only Mechiru Bez. It's the only one that has a Sheish. As a matter of fact, it's in Parshas Mishpatim. That's the only one it says Sheish by. The way I wanted to learn the Gemara, the Kasha is, let's learn Mechiru Akum Sachir Sachir from Mechiru Bez. Nimkar La'akum Sachir Sachir from Mechiru Bez. But just like Mechiru Bez goes out for Sheish, the same thing, Nimkalakim goes Apishesh. That's the way I would have understood the Gemara's Sachir Sachir. So it's Pnei Yeshua. It's not true. Because there are three Sachirs. There's one Sachir that goes Apishesh, Mechiru Bez. There's one Sachir that doesn't go Apishesh, Mechir Atzmai. Because Mechir Atzmai, the Chachamim said in the previous daf, Nimkalashesh v'yeser al-shesh. So Mechir Atzmai does not go out with Shesh. Mechiru Bez does go out with Shesh. Now, Machru Nimkalakum, we're going to learn Sachir Sachir to teach us which way. You can't learn Sachir Sachir because Lamaisa, it says Sachir by Akum, but should I compare it to which one should I compare it? If I want to learn Ashesh from Sachir Sachir, I'll be stuck because the Taka says Shesh by Nimkalakum. But to which one should I connect it? I could connect it to Machru Bezdin, and he does go out with Shesh. Connected to my Charatzmah, and he doesn't go Apishesh. So from Sachir Sachir, you can't tell me whether he goes Apishesh or not. Because it depends, there are two possible Gzereshavis. Since it says Sachir three times,
So the Sakhir of Nimkala Akum, when I connect it, which one should I connect it to? I don't know. Since I don't know which one to connect it to, so therefore, I can't learn Gzeres Shavah. So what do I do? I learn a Kavah Chaimer. Kavah Chaimer tells you which one to be Medame to. So Gemara brings a Kavah Chaimer to tell you that a Nimka Lakum should go Apishesh. So with this, the Pnei Yeshua answers what would otherwise have been the Pshat in the Gemara, like I said, the way I would have learned Pashit. That from Sheish, you should learn Sheish from Sachir Sachir, and Pnei Yeshua explains you can't. But Meila, it's very good the way Rashi learned up the Sugya.
Isn't that
you mean Be'ela or you mean Vavod? No, that's to tell you that you don't learn Mecharasme from Mecharakum. From Mecharasme from Mecharubez. That doesn't tell you what to do about Nimkalakum. Here we're talking about we have to learn Nimkalakum.
Not to this guy that says himself has this Mecharakum, nobody else.
You should be Mayat Nimkalakam as well. It could be that's all part of Rav Tavyumi. That's all part of Rav Tavyumi, right? And the whole Rav Tavyumi is not like this Gemara. This Gemara is going now that we have someone who doesn't darshan Sacha Sacha. Going with the original Okimta. Right? We had the original Pshat, they argue with Yalfina Sacha Sacha, and then we have Rav Tavyumi's whole Pshat. Agamar is not going to go with Rav Tavyumi. Because Agamar now to have a meaning going that there is a machlokes of Yalfina Sacha Sacha. So it's not like Rav Tavyumi's Okimta.
I'm saying if you learn Sacha Sacha, then they have
the Yiyan, the Vavatka. I'm trying to say Rebbe doesn't learn Sacha Sacha. It's Isak about Yalfina Sacha Sacha. You should have brought it down. Okay, so this is all Mugayat Pshad in the Gemara. And the Gemara answers. Here there's a miyot, being that there's a miyot still. So this is the end, Pashtus, this is the end of the Gemara's Raya. And now the Gemara sidetracks into the limud of Geula. This whole Amid, as I told you last week, this is all Yafusais. So let's go through, I mean, the Ikka we have to know. We have to know everything, but the Ikkar is to know the Shitas in the Gemara. Let's go through Rabbi Yosi Agli, Rabbi Kiva's Limud. The Gemara has a Havamin, a Maskana. And then we'll try to discuss a little of what's going on here. Okay, I hope, certainly from Masechtas Kedushin, that you'll know. I mean, it's Hashem, you will be learning Gemara for another 70, 80 years, L'chol HaPachus. So you should know to make a distinction between Gemaras that spend a lot of time on Yalfusa and how you learn something out, which Avada you should spend time on, and things which are the bottom line of each Mandi Yamar and the Gemara, which is the thing that you really have to harav it to understand. So we're going to go through the Yalfusas rather quickly, and then we'll discuss it. Where are we holding with Gula now? Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, "Loilam Yalav Sachis Sachi." B'Shani Hachad Amakroy Yigalenu Lezev Alay LaAcher. What does that mean? The pasuk Yigalenu Lezev Alay LaAcher teaches us what? That everything we're going to say today about Gula is only by Nimkala Akum. By Nimkala Yisrael, there's no parasha of Gula. Interesting thing. And that's going to be the maskana of Akiva Rabbi Yosi, and they're not going to argue in that. The whole machlokes here is by Nimka La'akum. By Nimka Yisrael, if you have a relative that sold as an eved ivri to a yid, there's no parsha of Geula. What does it mean there's no parsha of Geula? What does it mean? You have a chiyuv to be paid then. If I want to. Let's say I want to. My relative is an eved ivri. I want to be paid to him. What? Pashtus to other and shouldn't let.
It's really a joke because they could give the money to the guy himself and he could redeem himself.
Right, and then book out anyway. Right. So let's see if that's so. First, again, what am I talking about now? What, this whole Amid is about the Geula of Nimkala Akum. We're going to get to the Gemara in a few minutes. But just talking now about Nimkala Yisrael, we have a Miyut, Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak's Miyut.
The parsha of Geula is only here and nowhere else. It's a memayit something. What's a memayit? The Kesef Mishnah says that it's memayit that we don't force the relatives to redeem him. Ein kaifin l'kraivin. We don't force the relatives to redeem.
It's not the same.
So the Lecha Mishnah asks that he doesn't understand. That's not the Pashtus HaGemara. Pashtus is saying is that the Parsha of Geula doesn't apply. So to say that it just means in kaifin, we don't force the relatives, that's difficult. We don't force the relatives. Of course, the Gemara's Mash, it's more than that. So the Miches Chinuch learns in Mitzvah Membeis, not pshat, we don't force the relatives. Pshat is we don't force the Adayin. The Adayin, the owner of the Eved Ivri, who's a Yid, we don't force him to take money and give away his Eved in exchange for Kraven will give money. We don't force the Adayin, but if the Adayin is maskim, so Avada, if the Adayin is maskim, then the Kraven will be paid to him and Avada will go out. So this is the way the Miches Chinuch learns. Maybe it's Pash Pshat, it's not Pash Pshat, I'm not sure. So it means the way he's learning, the Kraivim still could get him out, but the Adin has to be maskim. Actually, anybody could get him out, the Adin is maskim. The Chazainish asks that we know there's a parsha of Giroin Kesef. That means the Eved himself, the Eved, if he has money, he can buy himself out even against the will of his Adin. That's Giroin Kesef, which we spoke about last week. If David has money, David could buy himself out. Elamai, David doesn't have money. If David doesn't have money, and the Kraivim have money, so Mechasana says the Kraivim can only do it if the Adin is masculine. But 1 minute, we had back on Dav Zayin something called Din Eved Kanani. What was the case of Din Eved Kanani? That if a man wants to marry a woman, he doesn't have money, someone else gives the money. What did that mean? If someone else gives the money, not the husband, not the chasn, someone else gives the ring, he says, here's the ring, so he said, what is Din Eved Kanani? That it's a good kedushin. Someone else is giving the money, but it's a good kedushin. But Din Eved Kanani. What is Din Eved Kanani? We learn from Eved Kanani, but Din Eved Kanani is a geisha Eved who has no money. Komasha kona Eved kona rabbi is true by Eved Kanani, and yet he goes out with Geroin Kesef. How does he go out? How can he be bought out? So the way he's bought out is someone else gives the money. It's as if he gave the money. So frek the chazainish. If there's a din Eved Kanani, so then what's the Miches Chinuch say? Actually, what's the Gemara saying? That there's no din Geula, that nobody else has guiled him. But nobody else, the Kraivim, it's only by Nimkala Akum that the Kraivim buy him out. By Nimkala Yisrael, the Kraivim don't buy him out. What does it mean they don't buy him out? If the Adam is not masking, he doesn't have to sell. He asks, what do you mean if he's not masking, he doesn't have to sell? Let the Kraivim give the money, bidin Eved Kanani, Ki'ilu, the Eved gave the money. If the Eved would give the money, that would be Geroin Kesef. He would go free, even against the Adin's wishes. Because the Eved himself has a right to buy himself out. So let someone else be paid to the Eved, Medin Eved Kanani. If someone else will be paid to the Eved, Medin Eved Kanani, he'll go out against the will of the Adin. It's as if the Eved gave the money. Certainly, if he gives it as a matana to the Eved, and the Eved will give it, then there's no shaila. That's no shaila. If he gives it the matana to the Eved, so the Eved then, he's taking his chances. If he gives it the matana to the Eved, the Eved could say thank you and put it in his pocket and continue to work. As he gives it to the Eved on tonight, that he uses it to be paid to himself. From whom? So that the Miches Chinuch says, the Adin doesn't have to accept it from the Kraivim. If you give it to the Eved, and he gives it the matana, avada. But if you don't give it to the Eved, the Kraven want to do it directly, so then they can't do it directly. So the kasha is, as did have a Kanani, they should be able to do it directly. The what? Okay, I was just saying this is partially correct. One second, we'll get to that. So the Chazon Ish says it should work off Peres Din Eved Kanani, and it should always work. So therefore, because of this kasha, the Chazon Ish learns a third pshat in the miut. Again, the first pshat was a kesef mishnah. Now we're mamayit that you don't force the kriven. The second pshat was the miches chinuch, that you don't force the Adai. Chazon Ish, because he holds it should work with her as din have a kanani, he learns pshat with mamayit that you don't force the eved. If the eved wants, like you say, it's a to him, if the eved wants to go free, avad, it works with her as din have a kanani. Just by nimker la'akum, even if the eved doesn't want, the kreifim could be paid to him. Even if the eved says, I want to work for this guy, I like this guy. Even against his will, the kreifim could be paid to him. By Nimkar Yisrael, you can't do it by Karchach the Eved. If the Eved himself doesn't want, you can't do it against his will. So it turns out, we have three pshatim in the miut of Yigalem of Izlev Aloy La'acher. What are we memayit from Geula? What are we saying is different by Geula? Either we memayit that we don't force the Kriven, which is the Kesem Mishnas pshat, or memayit that we don't force the Adayin, which is the Meches Chinuch pshat, or we're memayit that we don't force the Eved. If the Eved wants to remain an Eved, which is the Chazon Ish's pshat, so we have three pshatim in Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and who it is that we're not forcing, and either way, we're memayit something from the Din Geula. In the Shiur of Shmuel, by his Kuf Pei, he brings all this down. I don't remember if he brings the Kesem Mishnah. He brings the certainly Meches Chinuch and the Chazon Ish. And he says that this Chazon Ish should be tali. If I can ask you to remember, by Din Eved Kanani, we had at least two ways to learn everything, right? What was the Chakira by Din Eved Kanani? What is Din Eved Kanani? I give money, it's as if you gave money. Right, you want to marry a woman, you don't have money. So I go to the woman, I say, here's the ring, be married to Plinus. The woman should be married to Pliny. So remember, we had two ways to learn. What do you say? Hariat, the chosn who's becoming married. He's married with what? So we had either Rambam ban no zu that Pliny is giving up, or with the gufa ring, Hariat Mukadash Li, the Tabas, the chosn is married with the ring. You say, what's the nafkamina? Because I think the Rambam said, you say, Hayah Mukadash Li, but Tahanah, that someone's giving for me. And the Rosh said, Hayah Mukadash is the Tabazu, it's the Tabaz itself. So we understood there are two ways to learn the Din Eved Kanani. Either when this man gives the money, it's considered mamish that the chosn gave the money. Mamish that the chosn gave his own money. That's the Din Eved Kanani. That he mamish gave it. Or, and then he could say betabazu, because it's like he gave the ring. Or, no, the other person's giving the ring. The din chiddush of din eved kanani is that koyach, din eved kanani, what he did, what's nisyaches, to what he did, it could be applied to me. But the question is it like me who's giving it? Does din eved kanani tell us this chiddush that's like I gave it mamish? Zaktav Shmuel, the Chazon Ish is kasha, that if the relatives give, it should work for this Eved, but Din Eved Kanani, only makes sense if you learn like the Rosh. That when someone else gives it, it's like I gave it mamish. It's mamish like the Eved gave his own thing. If you learn that way, Chazon Ish is right. Din Eved Kanani should work, it's like he gave it himself. But if you learn Din Eved Kanani the other way, that he's not giving it, someone else is giving it. Just the schus is misyachis to him. The result is misyachis to him. If you learn the Din Eved Kanani that way, so it doesn't help you here. Because here we have a miyut, yigalemu lezevelay lacher, that he has to give it. No one else could give it. The Gemara later is going to say, you can't borrow and give someone else's money, even though he borrowed it. You can't do that either. It has to be mamishim's. So he can't give someone else's money. So just like he can't borrow and give someone else's money, certainly if he didn't borrow it, the other person is giving it for him. So it doesn't work. The Mechaschinoch probably learned didn't have a Kanani like the Rambam. That's not mamish like he gave it. The other person's giving it just the schluss is Mesiachas Din. And Mamela, that's why the Mechaschinoch holds that didn't have a Kanani doesn't work here. And then the Chazanish's Kasha and the Mechaschinoch falls off. So it depends on the two mahalchim in the way we learned in Eved Kanani. This is all an explanation of Rav Nachman Ber Yitzchak in his one miyotia l'gilen al zev alaylach. Okay, so now we're going to go through the mantana. Okay, we have now a machlekes Rav Yosi Rav Akiva Rebbe. We can have a three-way machlekes and a big shaila of which pesukim it's tali in. So bear with me. Let's go through. Basically, the whole amid is just how to learn the drash, the alfusa. Mantana de palgalei de Rabbi Yisrael, the Rebbe. Mantana de palgalei de Rebbe. Who argues the Rebbe? Who's the one that argues with Rebbe? Who darshan? What a Rebbe darshan? Be'ela hu nigal be'nigal b'shesh. So who holds not like Rebbe? Who darshans be'ela differently? Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Rabbi Kiva, the Tanya. Lo yigal be'ela. Rabbi Yisrael Glili, be'ela l'shichur. When relatives are paid to him, he goes free. If a non-relative is paid to him, what happens to the Eved? He remains an Eved. Just instead of working for the guy, he works for the one who is paid to him. So B'yaisi HaGlili holds, relatives are paid to him l'shichra, and Shai Kol Adam are paid to him l'shibud, means they work for him. Rabbi Kiva, the opposite. Be'ele l'shibud. Krivim who redeem him, they start working for the krivim. B'shar kol adam l'shichur. Anybody else he goes for. What's more mistaver? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Akiva? Huh? Which is more mistaver? If one of them he goes free and one of them he works, the krivim he should go free or the stranger he should go free? I think everybody would say, Bashkofer Yishayva, that it's Svara, Rabbi Yosi is more mistaber. If relatives usually are nicer to someone than a stranger, hopefully. So if the relatives are nicer to him, when the relatives redeem him, he should go free. And when the stranger redeems him, he should work. That's Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Akiva says the reverse. So we're going to have to understand Rabbi Akiva. Now, is Rabbi Akiva Svara or Gzeres HaKosov? If it's Gzeres HaKosov, no big deal. The Gemara in the beginning is going to say it's Gzeres HaKosov, so Takana Mistaver, but okay, we could live with it if it's Gzeres HaKosov. But then the Gemara is going to say it's a Svara. When the Gemara gets down to saying it's a Svara, then the red flame goes up. Then we have to understand what's Rabbi Kiva's Svara. So let's see. Now let's see what the Gemara, we'll go through the Gemara and we'll come to it. Okay, so let's bear with me with the drashas. The Tanya. Be'ela meaning relatives, you work for them. You go free, Shechur is free. B'shar kol adam l'shibud. Kiva says the opposite. Be'ela l'shibud, b'shar kol adam l'shechur. Now, my Talmud, Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, Amakra, Im lo yigoel be'ela, if he's not redeemed by these relatives, Ela ba'acher, only by someone else, then v'yotza v'shnas ha'yayibu. So he touches, the word Ela ba'acher is not in the Pasuk, you realize. He's sticking him shot in the Pasuk. Im lo yigoel be'ela, if he's not redeemed by doidoy and ben doidoy, by his relatives, Ela ba'acher, he's redeemed by a stranger, then yotza v'shnas ha'yayibu, he's got to work till yayibu. Good? Rabbi Yosi is good. Rekivayim. Im lo yigal ela be'ela v'yotza b'shnas ha'yayivu. If he goes out with relatives, then he goes out b'shnas ha'yayivu. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Midi ela be'ela k'siv. It's kasha Rabbi Kiva. It's either Agarius Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Yosi HaGlili asks on Rabbi Kiva. Midi ela be'ela k'siv. It doesn't make sense. Rabbi Kiva's drash. So the Gemara says you're right. New drash. Ela b'hai. Shot number two in the Machlaikas. Either his uncle or his cousin will redeem him. Zegulas Kriven. If he has his own money, he can redeem himself. So we have three parts of a pasuk. The first is Kraivim, second is Atzmai, third is Acherim. V'yasegli sava mikra nidrish lefanav. V'yasegli says we darshan things to the thing before it. Shadi gulas Kraivim agulas Atzmai. Gulas Atzmai is in middle. Gulas Atzmai, he certainly goes free. If he redeems himself, of course he goes free. So magulas Atzmai l'shechur, just like if he redeems himself, he goes free. Yafgulas Kraivim l'shechur. So we darshan it lefanav, the one after we darshan lefanav, that gulas kraivim is like gulas atzmai, and he goes free. That's Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Kiva sava migdash la'achrav. The darsh the pasuk on the one after it. Shadi gulas acherim gulas atzmai. So then I darshan the smichlus of gulas acherim to gulas atzmai. Ma gulas atzmai l'shechur, af gulas acherim l'shechur. So maybe he holds of his shita. In fact, the Amari hachi be'eila l'amali. How could you say this? Pshat in the Machlokes, the Braisa mentioned by Ela. Ela Beila have a mina mikra nidrish bein lefanav bein lach. Vakol l'shichur. Normally I would darshan psukim in both directions. And here if I would darshan in both directions, I'd say everybody goes free after Geula. So Be'ela comes to tell you what? What does Be'ela come to tell you? So B'yaisi Aglili says Be'ela comes to tell you that Be'ela l'shichur b'shar kol adam l'shibud. But Rav Akiva says the reverse. We just had a kasha on Rabbi Kiva. That the word Be'ela, the drasha, didn't make sense by Rabbi Kiva. It doesn't say Be'ela, Ela Be'ela. Ela Besvara Kemiflagi. So the Gemara slugs up Tukshatim. And now it gets hard. Because till now, Gzeres HaKasim. So you run through the Gemara, Gzeres HaKasim. Even how much lomdis you can ask on Gzeres HaKasim. But now, Besvara Kemiflagi. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Savar Mistaver Gulas Acherim L'Shibud Diyamrit L'Shichur Hamin of Leiparkilei. Rabbi Yosi is very Mistaver. Relatives will redeem him because they like him. They're related to him. But strangers, they won't redeem him if they lose the money. So therefore the Torah gave them an incentive to redeem him, that if you redeem him, he works for you. So that's Rabbi Yosi Aglili, very good svara. The Amr L'Shichur have a mimni v'lay pakila. Rabbi Kiva Sava Mistava Gulas Kraven L'Shibud. The Amr L'Shichur. Even if you say it goes free, Kal Yayma V'Yayma Ozla Mazmen Nafshe. What's the svara here? That's Rabbi Kiva's svara. That if strangers redeem him, he goes free. If his relatives redeem him, he has to work. A backward svara, no? Sounds like some kind of gzeira, because otherwise he's always going to keep on selling himself. His relatives will have to keep on redeeming him. So therefore, when the relatives redeem him, he goes to work. It's just some not a satisfying svara. I mean, they're making a gzeira in the Torah, maybe, I don't know. But the Gemara needs a hesber. What do we have here in the Gemara? After all the afusas are said and done, we have a machlaikis. What happens by geula? What happens when you pay the eved ivri? What happens? Rebbe holds that, like the Gemara says in the next line, that hakol l'shichur. Anybody who's paid the goes free. That's Rebbe Shita. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Kiva argue. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says no. When relatives are paid them, he goes free. When strangers are paid them, he works for the stranger. And Rabbi Kiva holds the reverse. Of all of them, Rabbi Kiva is the least mistaver. And this whole Gemara needs, this whole Shitas Rabbi Kiva needs a hesbeth. So in the Chedusha of Aryeh Leib, Simen Lamed Beis, there's a very glatt hesbeth of the whole Sugya. Not in the Afusis of the Gemara, but in the Meskona of the Gemara. Rabbi Yalev, of course, starts with the Hanacha that there are two ways to learn Gulas Kraivim. What is Gula? Gulas Kraivim or Gulas Acherim? You could learn the din two ways. You could learn that it's a schus mamon. Gula is a schus mamon. It's a right, a financial right the Torah gave. The Torah gave people rights. For example, if someone cheats me in a business deal, Yosef Mikdei Noah, more than a sixth, I have the right to return it and get my money back. Is that a mitzvah in the Torah? It's not a mitzvah. It's a din, a dine mamon. Dine mamon says I have certain rights. If somebody shar comes and it eats the food in my field, so I have a right to get paid. Is that a mitzvah for me to get paid? No, it's a right. It's a schus mamon. I have schus mamon. Someone, I lend someone money. He doesn't have money to pay. I can take his karka. That's schus mamon. It's not a. You won't find in the Tariag mitzvahs that yamanayim shibude karka. This is not a mitzvah. It's a financial right. It's a schus mamon the Torah gave people. You have a schus mamon. If you lend someone money, he doesn't have money, you can go take his field from him. One can learn that gulas kraivim is a schus mamon. I have a right to be paid to any of my kraivim come in eved. I have a right to be paid to him, and the person to whom he sold, the guy to whom he sold, has no right to stop. It's a schus mamon. It's one way to learn. Or you could learn, no, that it's a mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh, just like there's a parsha pidyon shvuyim, that if somebody is captured in war, so there's a mitzvah to be paid to him. So here, he's not pidyon shvuyim, he's not a shavui, he's just working for someone. But the Torah gave us a mitzvah saseh of aydayday, abendida, daydayi, galana. There's a mitzvah of pu'ula. There's a mitzvah saseh to be guile somebody. So there are two ways to learn the dinim of Geula. It's mistaver, that by kroivim, it should be a mitzvah saseh. Kroivim, the Torah says beferish, oy doyday, ben doyday, yigalenu. Bar Yosef says, I can't prove it, but it's mistaver. Now when the Torah says beferish, oy doyday, ben doyday, yigalenu, it's a mitzvah for him to redeem his relative. His relative is never sold to a guy. It's a mitzvah to redeem him. By Acherim, Gulas Acherim, which you learn out of Nigal, that if it's possible to do such a Gula, the Nigal is a Gulas Acherim. The Torah doesn't say it's a mitzvah. So there it could well be that it's just a Schus Mamon. It's a Schus Mamon. And this Shaila is totally the three Shittas in Agamar. Rebbe holds that Sai Gulas Kroivim and Sai Gulas Rechaikim is a mitzvah. They're both a mitzvah. They're both a mitzvah. And Memela, they both go free. If it's a mitzvah, it's mistaver that you go free. V'harayas of Deraya Leib, if you look in the Rambam says, Rambam Paskins like Rebbe, and in the minyan of mitzvahs, he counts a mitzvah which he calls Gu'ulas Kroivim V'Rechaikim. Gu'ulas, I have relatives, I have non-relatives. It's one mitzvah. So Rebbe, is the way the Rambam paskins, is that Gu'ula is a mitzvah. Memela, it's a mitzvah, it's mistaver, that he goes free. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to redeem him. I have a mitzvah, I say like Pidyon Shvuyim. Because that's Pidyon. If the mitzvah is to be paid to him, Svara would be that he goes free.
Just a mitzvah.
It could be that way, but if it's a mitzvah, k'may pidyon shvuyim, it means the ben alach haveri dek a mitzvah. So it's a pidyon. A pidyon is something that a person goes free. It's not muchrach, but it's mistaver. The other half is muchrach. Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns that pidyon kraivim is a mitzvah, but pidyon of anybody else is a schus mamon. What does schus mamon mean? Schus mamon means it's not a mitzvah. He just has certain schusim. Now, if I have schusim to be paid to someone, that means I have schus mamon. Benigo, I have a schus mamon. If it's my schus mamon, there's no reason he should go free. I have a schus that I can give a guy money and take this evet. Why should he go free? If it's a schus mamon is something I own. If I want to free him, I'll free him. But my schus mamon, I shouldn't be obligated to free him. So therefore, if it's my schus mamon, then he doesn't go free. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Aglili.
The what?
What? Why?
No, we see the Torah wants him to be redeemed. If it's a schosmamin, the Torah gave someone a schosmamin that a malva has a right to mana and karka. So I'll say the Torah wanted a malva should be paid. So that means it's a mitzvah. It means that that's the right way it should be. Okay. So the Torah wanted it shouldn't be an ever to a guy. The Torah gave schosim because of that. Rabbi Kiva, the chap now in Rabbi Yaleib is a Rabbi Kiva. This is West Shad of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds everyone has a mitzvah. Everyone has a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for anybody to be paid him and free him. Even Krivim have a mitzvah. And if Rechaikim have a mitzvah to be paid him and free him, Krivim certainly have a mitzvah. Everybody has a mitzvah to free him. But if they don't want to do the mitzvah, Krivim also have a schus mamon. That if the Krivim don't want to do this mitzvah, they can't afford it, they don't have enough money, they need a worker, they have only enough money to hire a worker, they don't have enough money for this mitzvah. Even if mitzvah has say, you don't have to spend more than a certain amount of money. Krivim have both. They have the mitzvah, like anyone else, which is to redeem him and free him. But Krivim also have a schus mamon. They also have a right that if they don't want to do the mitzvah, if they want, they have the schus mamin that they could force the guy to sell the eved to them and it'll work for them. What happens now is that Rabbi Kiva, suddenly it's not illogical. Suddenly Rabbi Kiva is very mistaver. Rabbi Kiva is saying, I agree, everyone has a mitzvah to be paid to him and free him. Now it costs a lot of money. A person's sold to a guy. And if you hold he works for 6 years, even if you hold he works for more than six, till Yaival, certainly it's a lot of money to be paid to him. Not everyone can afford it. So it's a mitzvah. That mitzvah is for anybody to free him. Rabbi Kiva is only saying, L'kroivim l'shibud. Kroivim also have a schus mamon. That if they don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah, they're not going to free him. But they want to hire him as an eved. They have money set aside to buy themselves an eved. They need a worker. So they want to buy an eved. They can force the guy, they have the schus mamon to force the guy to sell him to them. They have a schus mamon. What? No, the only the mitzvah is to free him. Because it's like Pidyon Shvuyim, the mitzvah is to free him. He's still an eved. Oh, you made his lot a little better. But that's not the mitzvah of Gula. The mitzvah of Gula is to free him.
Just
the mitzvah. No, the mitzvah is to make him a ben chayrim, like Pinyin Shvuyim. What?
Why should
the
chayrim do?
It's a funny thing. I sit here in the yeshiva, and you send people around all the time. Everyone gives money for a chaykin to make chasanis. Imagine if they went around to be paid in evidibri from a guy. You would have a hard time raising money. Yes, Gan Yidin, why should Rechaykin do it? Rechaykin are doing it all the time, Baruch Hashem. You didn't do it. It's a mitzvah. No. Somebody who can't afford it, you don't have to spend more than a chaimish of the chasim on it. Because they can't afford it, but it happens to be they need in their business. They need a worker. They're ready to hire an eved. So, mitzvah they're part of. But they want to hire somebody. They'd rather buy their car, but they shouldn't work for a guy. So the crime in the Torah gave us chas mamon. It's a very davar mistaver. Why? Why should the Krivim have a schus mamon? The it would fit well. The Gemara really asks you a question, right? Well, the Gemara says it, Teretz. Gemara says that the Krivim are afraid he's going to just keep on selling himself, and will have to keep on being paid in. That's the Gemara, that's a Rikiva Svara. So Rabbi Kiva is saying that the Krivim, who don't want him to be an Eved, the Krivim wants that he shouldn't be working for a guy. The Gemara says later that the Krivim could tell him it's a bezayin for the Yichus HaMishpacha, that he should be working for a guy. They want to get him out. They're going to free him every time, he's going to sell himself again. That's the Gemara's reason. The Gemara says, Yamel Shechur Kal Yamev Yamel Azal Mazmen Nafshe. So Torah said, you know what? If you're afraid he's going to be Yamel Azal Mazmen Nafshe, you don't want to be paid in Lashikhur, so be paid in Lashibud. We give you the Schus Mami that you could be paid in at least the Shibud. You won't have the Bezayin that he's working for a guy.
That would be the mitzvah.
It could be. It could be. You would have to now create two different mitzvahs, which none of the Rishayim create. One mitzvah of Gula Shechur and one mitzvah of Gula Shiblet. I would have no problem. The whole Hezbollah fits with that, the way you're saying it too. But to make it fit better, I mean, it doesn't have to fit in the Rishayim because it's a Rambam Pasnak Rabbi. But still, we'd rather make the sheet this as close together, so we're saying it this way. If you're more comfortable to say that each one's a mitzvah and a separate mitzvah, I have nothing, there's no problem. The thing that we gain with this whole Shtickel Torah is to make Rabbi Akiva's Shita palatable. So Rabbi Akiva's Shita seems like a very strange Shita. Kroivim l'shiva, l'macherim l'shichar. So what we're saying now, the way I understand Rabbi Yaleib, is that everybody has a mitzvah to be Mishach. Of course you have a mitzvah to be Mishach. Rechaikim certainly Kroivim. They're no worse than Rechaikim. They just have an added thing that they have a Schus Mamin that they can be paid to him l'shivut. Bakar Chachav the guy. They just have something added, which is good. So this is an Omid Gemara of Gulas Kroivim. I just want to take a peek into Taisus. There's a very interesting line in Taisus. A lot of interesting lines, but one of particular interest. Taisus Amai. Let's look first at his last Kasha in Teretz. From Taimah. In Taimah. Taisus in Kasha in the Gemara. Akati yehechi boi lemelev sachir sachir. Sheyigol be'eila b'nim kalakum. My name Kala Akum Dinu Shigalana Baila Kidlaishit Hamareva Kichavim. This is a svar. How can you learn Gula from Sachir Sachir? The Gemara and the Kasha want to learn Sachir Sachir. That just like Nimkala Akum, you could beguile him. Nimkala Yisrael too. For Taisvis, there's a push to svar. Maybe the Torah only said Gula by sold to a guy, Shleitama Ben Akum. And naturally not by Nimkala Yisrael. Very good svara. Look at Taisus Teretz, a very unusual Teretz. Yishloimer, Hai svara shalo yitame eina ksuva. This svara, that by a guy you don't want him to live among gayim, eina ksuva, doesn't say it in the Torah. Vein listamash svara, so you can't ask kashas from a svara, doesn't say in the Torah. This last two lines, say a good svara, Taisus is a good svara, but doesn't say it anyway. That doesn't say you can't ask kashas. If we took all the kashas in Shas that don't say anywhere out of Shas, we have a very abridged version of Shas. No? He says, Hai svara shalita eina ksuva vein listamach svara. It's a very, very queer line in Taisus. It needs a hesber. Can't ask any kashas from svaras. You can only say svaras if it's not a kasha. I think we have kashas from svaras all over the place. I think we do. I think if you follow me, I'd like to try to explain what Taisus means. And what I'm telling you is a hamakna. The hamakna makes a point as follows. The Gemara in the Yomid Aleph had a svara that maybe Machru Bezdin should be different, should be worse, because since he didn't have Eira, Niknasei, we should cancel him. So he's worse than a Meicher Atzmai. It's a good svara. Right? It's a good svara. The svara is that by Machru Bez, then we should treat more harshly. He's a ganav. He was sold. He should be treated more harshly than a Meicher Atzmai. So the Gemara says, Saka Daita Chamina is Taka Svara to say it. Kamash Balon Cross. So Pasuk teaches us that we don't say that svara. That we're makish them one to the other, even though it's a good svara. But the Pasuk tells us that we don't. This Taisvis, and I just pointed out to you, in the previous line, before the Vim Taimer, Taisvis of Yesh Leimer, the Basa de Goli Chlora Le'el, Shiyaitse B'Yavel, Afagav David Yisurik, the Mefarish, Afagav Le'el, Sacha Sacha Shigal Ve'el. Taisvis says that you have a good Svara,
But the pasuk comes in this mafkia from the svara, kamash malon. The kamash malon tells us that you can't use the svara. That Sakhir Sakhir is coming to tell us that you can't use the svara. The Hamakna says that this last v'yesh leimer of Taisvis is really the same as the previous. Basa de gali krol el. Notice, if you have a svara, you could say svaras. You can ask kasha some svaras. Avad you could ask. But Taisvis just finished saying that basa de gali krol el. When the Torah is makish two things that had you. The Torah is makish two things that they have the same yitzias. Once we have a hekish, then you can't say a svara to be mechalik because the Torah goof is telling you. Why don't we learn a mamatzinu? It's here, it's there. It's a Torah saying there's a svara to be mechalik, and learn a gzereshava anyway. The gzereshava says don't say the svara. Zokta Makdin, that's pshat in Taisa's last teretz. Hay svara like suva. It will be a beferish pasuk avade. It would be mapik from sacher sacher. But since the svara is ainok suva, so memela, like we said before, you can have a good svara, but that's good for what sacher sacher tells you. Even though there's a svara to be mechalik, you're not mechalik. This is how the Makdin learns pshat in Taisa's teretz. The ikar is that the simple words of Taisa's are not pshat in Taisa's.